Now Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center of Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. If you believe that you can damage, then believe that you can fix. Those are the words of Rabbi Nachman, founder of the Breslau Hasidic movement. In his short life, Rabbi Nachman achieved much acclaim as a teacher and spiritual leader, and is considered a seminal figure in the history of Hasidism. He was born in 1772 in the village Mezhibizh, Ukraine. His great-grandfather was Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidic Judaism. As a young boy, Nachman was extremely pious, spending much of his time praying and meditating in the nearby forest and diligently studying Kabbalah. In accordance with the custom of his time, he was married at the age of 13, soon after his bar mitzvah. His wife was Sasha, daughter of a rabbi from a nearby village. They had 8 children, of whom 4 daughters survived, with known descendants to today. Rabbi Nachman gained an ardent following, including one of the senior leaders of the Hasidic movement. He openly addressed issues such as addiction and compulsive behaviors and was a strong proponent of experiencing joy in the earthly realm through spirituality. Another of Rabbi Nachman's well-known sayings is, "It is a great mitzvah to be happy." His emphasis on personal development rather than external display of piety may explain the attraction of Breslau Hasidism to notable individuals such as Franz Kafka, Elie Wiesel, and many other artists, musicians, scientists, lawyers, athletes, and scholars. However, Rabbi Nachman's success was not without conflict. Many other Hasidic leaders opposed his teaching and resented his success. Eventually, Nachman moved to Breslau to escape the bitter struggle. There his movement gained momentum and became known as Breslau Hasidism. In October of 1810, at the age of 38, Rabbi Nachman died in Uman. Suffering from tuberculosis, which had claimed the life of Sasha several years earlier, his wish was to be buried in Uman, where some 20,000 Jews perished in the Haidamak Rebellion of 1768. Rabbi Nachman's closest disciple, Reb Nosson, ensured Rabbi Nachman's writings were printed. He also initiated an annual pilgrimage to Uman to the rabbi's gravesite. Until 1917, this pilgrimage drew thousands of Hasidim to Uman from all over Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, and even Poland. After the Bolshevik Revolution, communist authorities regularly raided the gathering and arrested and imprisoned worshippers. The oppression ended with the fall of communism in 1989. Today, more than 20,000 Jews from all over the world participate in this annual pilgrimage called the Rosh Hashanah Kibbutz to visit the grave of Rabbi Nachman of Breslau. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.